In chapter 11 of Zechariah, the Lord spoke through him. Remember that he was sent to the nation of Judah as it returned after the 70-year Babylonian captivity. And Zechariah was sent to urge God's people to rebuild that temple that had been destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. But he also brought words of promise and hope to God's people. The history of Israel was not a pretty picture. They departed from the way of the Lord. They worshiped idols. They got involved in the immorality of the surrounding nations. In chapter 11, Zechariah warns God's people about those false shepherds, those false teachers. He said, the false shepherds don't care for the flock. So he wrote, shepherd the flock, which is to be slaughtered. Those who buy them, slaughter them and are not held accountable. And those who sell them says, bless the Lord, I have become rich. So the 11th chapter ends with this warning about false prophets. Woe to my worthless shepherd, the one who deserts the flock. So in a picture of God's judgment against his people who had followed these false shepherds, Zechariah took two staffs, two walking sticks. The first one he called favor or grace, and he broke it. He said, this symbolizes my people who have broke the covenant of grace that I made with them at Mount Sinai. And then the second walking stick or staff he called union, and he took and he broke that staff, signifying the split that had already occurred between the northern kingdom of Israel, taken into the Assyrian captivity, and the southern kingdom of Judah. But then he pictures the good shepherd, and he refers to himself as one of God's good shepherds. He writes, so I shepherd the flock, which is to be slaughtered, especially the most afflicted of the flock. Cannot help but think of John 10, where Jesus also warns against those hired men shepherds and speaks of himself as the good shepherd. The hired man took off when danger came. The good shepherd, Jesus, laid down his life for the flock. However, there is buried in chapter 11 of Zechariah a remarkable nugget of prophecy. This in the case of a lot of the Old Testament prophecies could only be understood in the light of its fulfillment. Remember, Zechariah was writing 500 years before Jesus was betrayed and nailed to the cross. So he wrote, then I said to them, if it seems good to you, pay me my wages, but if it does not, withhold them. So they weighed out 30 pieces of silver as my wages. Then the Lord said to me, throw it to the potter, this magnificent price at which they valued me. So I took the 30 pieces of silver and I threw them into the house of the Lord to the potter. Do these words sound familiar? Think in terms of the season of Lent. But perhaps Zechariah's people of his day thought, well, maybe Zechariah is talking about himself, that the people thought that his work was worthless and gave him 30 pieces of silver. But the Holy Spirit in Matthew 27 reveals the remarkable fulfillment of this prophecy. Matthew wrote that what Zechariah prophesied came to pass in Jesus. Then when Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that Jesus was condemned, he felt remorse. He brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders and said, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." But they said, "What is that to us? That's your problem." He threw the pieces of silver into the temple and left. Then he went out and hanged himself. The chief priests took the pieces of silver and said, "It is not lawful to put these into the treasury, since it's blood money." They reached a decision to buy the potter's field, that's where the poor were buried, with the money, so that the field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then that which was spoken through Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled. They took the 30 pieces of silver, the price the sons of Israel had set for him, and they gave them for the potter's field, just as the Lord commanded me. Now Matthew refers to a prophecy in Jeremiah, and the closest is that Jeremiah referred to God as the potter that formed the clay. But the details are remarkably prophesied 500 years before by Zechariah. How could that be? Matthew again and again points out the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies as markers that Jesus is indeed the promised Messiah of the Old Testament, the Savior of the world. And as you read the Old Testament and see the fulfillment of some of these minute details, you cannot help but step back and wonder how God, through the Holy Spirit, moved holy men to write events that would happen and be fulfilled in the life and death of Jesus Christ. For us, it's a simple fact. The Holy Spirit gave those words to Zechariah. I'm not sure that he even understood the fulfillment. And those words came to pass just as God had said. And so we build our faith on the Word of God given to men, sinful men like us, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Simply, the Bible is the Word of God. So let him who has ears hear. Today, we pray for Tina Radical and her family as she suffered that heart attack in Hawaii. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are helpless in the face of the many fears and troubles in this sinful world. When we don't know where to turn or what to say, we turn to you as our Creator and Redeemer God. Dear Jesus, you are the Good Shepherd. You know our names. You understand our sorrows and our griefs because you took them upon yourself. But you did something about our problems and our troubles. You loved us enough to lay down your life for us. And so today, let us find comfort and answers in you. And so we pray in the confidence of faith, your will be done in our lives as it is in heaven. Hear us for Jesus' sake. Amen. And we close with hymn 532.